And I'm definitely, I have the Kindle version of your book. And like I said, you know, I highly recommend this book. It is, and I've been, you know, since I've been in Christ past 12 years, I've read a lot of Christian books, but this book is, you know, relationship wise, it is what you need. So you can get the understanding of how do I choose the right person? How do I, you know, overcome heartache as we talked about? How do I get in the will of God? Get that book, order it, and read it, and be sure to, she definitely is anointed to serve God in this capacity. And we thank you.
Hey guys, good morning, good morning. It is your girl Tanisha Shanae, Miss Inspiration. And this is a live recording of my podcast, It's a Lifestyle with Miss Inspiration. So I want to say shout out to everyone that is following me right now on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. Okay. Definitely hope you guys have had an amazing holiday. Hope you had an amazing weekend. And it is time to get back into the grind. Yes, I have been missing in action. Have not been live for a couple of weeks since I've been back from my amazing journey going to Myrtle Beach for a month. But sometimes we just kind of need that like second wave of reflection and really just understanding like what is it that I'm supposed to be doing next. And honestly, I want to tell y'all about my weekend. Like sometimes I also forget the power of asking God. So that's why today's topic is about if you do not ask, you will not receive the blessings. If you do not ask, you will not receive the blessings. And I truly forget that because there was a time in my life that in 2015, 2016, where I legit was just asked for things and they would come right into my life. So I know what God can do. I know what is definitely possible. But for some reason, sometimes I forget, you know. And so this weekend, there was an event that I wanted to go to. I was willing to make the investment, but I said, you know what, God, I believe that you are going to make a way for me to attend this event and I'll be able to save my money. Like that was my real conversation Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I said, I know that you're going to do that. So I'm going to ask for you to make a way. And I want to share with you some of the things that as I sit and I reflect about what I did that allows those things to come forth. The first thing I had to do was just put it out there and just like forget about it. How many of you have ever asked for something and you ask for it, but you're constantly like checking on it? So just like, you know, a lot of you was probably cooking this weekend, right? So you probably put the pie in the oven and you kept going back and forth, checking the pie, seeing is it done, right? It says to put the pie in the oven and let it bake for 40 minutes. Why are you over there 5 minutes checking the pie? Why are you over there 10 minutes checking the pie? Why are you over there 25 minutes checking the pie? You put the pie in the oven. You are believing that your oven is going to bake this pie for you and that in 40 minutes or so, it is going to come out the way that you want it to be. Why are we checking on it 5, 10, 15, 20, 35 minutes, even though it said 40 minutes? So that was the first thing I did. I put it out there. I told God, this is what I wanted. And I did not keep thinking about it. All I did was just allow myself to explore opportunities that were going to present this. So when I say that I wanted to go to this event, I knew that there was something that I still had to do, even though I put that out there. So yes, I want to go to this event and I don't want to make, it's not that I didn't want to make the investment, but I wanted to believe that I can go to this event that was going to cost me a couple of hundred of dollars and be able to receive it for free. So the first thing that happened was that Wednesday afternoon, one of the podcast hosts said that they were giving away 4 tickets. So I was like, okay, cool. So I did whatever it was that they wanted me to do so that I can enter to win. And I did that. Then Wednesday night, the host of the actual event, so I'm talking about Earn Your Leisure. Earn Your Leisure had an amazing live market Monday at Madison Square Garden last night. So for anyone that's in New York City or anyone that follows podcasts, Earn Your Leisure had an amazing, definitely, I was in the building. It was worth every everything that I needed to do as far as me asking. So one of the hosts said, we're giving away 50 tickets. All you have to do is just enter and that's it, right? So enter to win. And they said, by Saturday, we will have, if you have won, you will receive an email. So this is Wednesday afternoon. So I did my part. I entered to win. And what did I do? I left it alone. There was no reason for me to check my email constantly, because what did they say? By Saturday, we will let you know. So I asked God what it was that I wanted to, that I wanted. And then I went and I did whatever small part that I had to do, because you still have to do something, right? Sometimes it's just, you got to leave your house, right? So a lot of you are asking God, you know, God, I want to meet the love of my life, but you're not going outside. You're not even going to the supermarket anymore, right? So I had to do some form of action. So the first person said, we're giving away four tickets, two or four tickets. You have to do this. I did that. Then the second person said, we're giving away 50 tickets and all you have to do is this. So guess what? I did that. That was on Wednesday. I didn't have to do anything Thursday, Friday, because there was nothing more that I could do. Now I could have went ahead and said, you know, forget this. I'm gonna just pay for the ticket. But I said, no, I'm going to trust and believe that if God needs me to be here, that I asked for him to open up and make a way for me to be here, that I have to believe that by Saturday, I'm going to receive an email with a ticket. When I say to you, Saturday morning, there was my ticket. And it was in the seats that I was looking at the cheaper ticket. I got the next level ticket. Sometimes we will forget and we will miss our own blessings because we're impatient, right? So when you become impatient and you're not allowing God to just do what he needs to do, like I said about that pot, right? We see that a lot of times when we're baking, you keep checking things. It's not going to come out the way it's supposed to because you keep opening and closing, opening and closing, opening and closing. So you are a part of the problem in this case. And so I was trying to remove myself from being the problem, because I know that in the past, it's very easy for me to be that problem, right? I know that I have had a bad habit of asking God for something, and I'm always want to check on a, you know, you ever seen that meme? There's a meme where DJ Khaled, and it's like he's peeking through a door. You know how we used to be as kids, and you're like, hey, mom, and you're about to ask her for something? Or in that case, they used that meme, and it was like DJ Khaled saying to God, so, hey, God, I know I prayed for that, and I know I said I would leave it in your hands, but I'm just checking to make sure that you need any help. God doesn't need you to do anything else. Just do the stuff that you need and then allow him to do what he needs. And then the third thing that happened is that a lot of times when you are waiting, there are going to be things that's going to happen that's going to trigger warn you. Right. So sometimes, and it might not have anything to do with what you're praying for, but frustration will come about. Frustration will come about in some form when you are waiting. And so how do you respond to that frustration is very important. Right. So I'll put it out there. Right. I have a barber. My barber is amazing. Okay. But my barber does not have the best business etiquette. Right. And it frustrates me to my soul, because the way that I operate as an individual in society and as a professional, I just want people to have the same level. And I understand, I know everyone's not going to have that level of enthusiasm for business. They're not going to have the same level of, you know, professionalism. I get that. But I also understand that I need people to stop playing with me, right? So I made a very, and I wasn't harsh about it. I didn't even say anything. I made an appointment. My barber was not there. Let me correct myself. My barber made an appointment time for me. I showed up. I waited. My barber was not there. So what did I do? I left, right? 25 minutes after my set time, my barber is calling me. I did not respond. I did not get angry. I did not say anything negative. I removed myself from the situation And I understood God gave multiple people the same skill and talent. Say that with me. God gave people the same skill and talent. So there's no need for me to get all upset in the uproar because this one person did not want to have the same level of professionalism that I would normally extend to my clients or to even my employer or to my friends. And I just went and I saw the problem by going somewhere else. Somewhere else that was more in alignment of how I like to conduct business. Somewhere else that, yes, it might cost me more, but that also forced me to now pray a different prayer. See, a lot of us are staying in our comfort zone because it's comfortable. And for a lot of you, you're staying in your comfort zone because it's within the budget that you have today. And I said to God, I know that by me moving to a different barber, it's going to put me in a different price range. Because the way that I operate, I understand that sometimes I'm going to want, look, I'm old school. I'm young, but I'm old school. I grew up going to school in the morning, seeing every barbershop open, and there were people getting haircuts 7 o'clock in the morning. That's the way that I would like my barber to operate. So there are people that are willing to do that. But they'll say, okay, if you want me to come at 7 a.m., or even 8 a.m., I need you to pay fill in the blank. And if you want me to stay until 11 p.m., I need you, we're willing to do that, but I need you to pay XYZ. And so it's not that I cannot afford it today, but I also understand that there's going to be times that I'm going to need an increase in my finances so I'll be able to indulge in those types of luxuries, right? So someone said, I cannot compromise on great customer service. And that's exactly what it is. I'm willing to pay a little bit more for excellence. I'm willing to pay a little bit more for excellence. And that's all that it is. And so right now, if I don't have that so that I can do that every week or every 2 weeks, that means that I just got to stand in a different prayer line now and say, okay, God, I want to do this. Right now, you know, if I do this too often, it might stretch me a little bit. That doesn't mean that I go back to the poor customer service. Excellent work for poor customer service. No, God, I have to stand in line and say, all right, I need for you to help me to understand, right? I need for you to help me to increase my finances. I need for you to open up some doors that I didn't even know what exists. I need you to bring those book sales to a level that every time that Amazon puts that deposit into my account, I see a huge increase in my finances. It's just a different prayer. It's nothing bad about that individual. We're just not in alignment. Our values, remember a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about values. Our values do not align. That's all that it is. So a lot of times we find that people, you know, I've been talking about values a lot too this weekend because it's like, no, it's the values. We don't value the same thing. And 9 times out of 10, when two people do not align with the same values, you're going to always have friction. You're always going to have friction. This is our relationships, even job relationships. It's going to have friction because you're like, yo, what's going on? Because we don't have the same values. So I asked God for something. I did whatever parts that I needed to do. When obstacles came to me, I didn't go crazy. I didn't have an attitude. I didn't get frustrated. I just continued to believe. And then Saturday morning, here was a ticket in my email to an event that I was willing to invest in. But God said, here, you believe me, and I'm going to deliver to you. But let me tell you how it took a step further when we have this thing called favor. When we have something called favor, favor is going to just continue to blow your mind. So the event was in Manhattan, right? So anyone who has been to New York City, you have heard stories about New York City. Manhattan is exactly what they say it is. And because we are entering now the holiday season, it's about to be 10 times crazier. So this event was at Madison Square Garden at the Hulu Theater. There was also a Knicks game at the Garden itself. So that means we have two big events happening on the same exact day. Parking is a problem. I paid for my parking, downloaded this app, even got a promo code. I'm saving $5 on my parking, right? Because I'm willing to make this investment. God, you gave me a free ticket, $100-something ticket. I'm willing to pay for my own parking. I'll make that investment. It's okay because I'm not taking a train. And I'm glad I didn't because the event didn't end until 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. And anyone that knows me, y'all know I go to bed early. And I was up way past my bedtime. Okay. But when I got there, the parking garage that I had paid for, that was literally up the block from the garden, I get there and they're like, oh, we're full. Go to the app, process your refund, but we are full. We cannot accommodate you. I did not have an attitude. I said, okay, this is the reason why I have the practice that I have and the values that I have. I value my time, but I will be somewhere way before my time. I was in the area of Madison Square Garden 30 minutes before them doors opened up. 30 minutes. This means that I had 30 minutes to figure out where to park. So I drove and I heard God say, make a right. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna make a right here. Maybe I'm going around this block. Maybe on the other block is gonna be parking. Tell me why there was a full nice size street parking for me to park in. Street parking on a Sunday in New York City is free. But street parking on a Sunday in the holiday season is very rare, especially three blocks away from Madison Square Garden. Baby, I parked that car. I was like, I was up here praising God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You done saved me money for a ticket. I done saved money for parking. The only thing that I paid for today in this whole process of getting here was the toll because this is where I have to claim a little bougie. I have started to drive to, when I come into the city, I take the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, right? I can't go through the Brooklyn Bridge, especially at certain times of the day. I would rather pay the little extra $6 or whatever it is to go through that tunnel to get into Manhattan a lot faster. That was the only thing I paid for. Because when I went home through the Brooklyn Bridge because there was no traffic. It was after 11 o'clock. So I share this because, again, a lot of us are not asking for things. We're not asking God for anything. I know people that have told me, you know, I don't ask God for anything because, you know, I'm afraid to ask for stuff. No, we got to get out that mindset. Or we get into the habit of only asking God for little things. And I used to be that person. In 2016, 2017, I only asked God for little things. I remember standing on a line in Subway. And you always hear people talk about, oh, someone blessed me. They paid for my lunch. You know, I forgot what the term that they coined it, but they'll be online and someone will pay for their lunch. And I literally one day just standing online, waiting my turn. And I had that silent prayer. And I said, you know what, God, I would love one day someone just, you know, pay my lunch. I just had that. It literally came into my mind and I left that alone and I just kept on waiting for my sandwich. And the young lady in front of me turned around. She said, I don't know why, but I'm getting this feeling that I need to pay for your lunch. And I was like, wow. Like in a matter of seconds, I don't even think a minute even passed from that thought that came into my mind and it went out. That this young lady turned around and she paid for my sandwich. And she was like, get whatever else you want because I just felt this. And I said, no, all I wanted is a sandwich. See, I didn't go crazy. I didn't go get a soda, some chips, some cookies. I just got my sandwich because that's what I came in there for. And that's what I asked God for. So I got exactly that. And so many times we stay there. But that's what we need to ignite our faith. We need those moments of belief. We need those experiences to ignite our faith. Because if God did that small thing for you, just imagine what else he can do for you. But we're not asking. So going back to this event, anyone that does not know Earn Your Leisure, I definitely highly recommend that you go and you look up these two gentlemen, two young Black guys that started this podcast. And I want to say they started their podcast maybe like, it had to be like 2014, 2015. It was around the time that I started to, you know, have this walk with God and like really take it up a notch. And I remember hearing about them. I know someone that interviewed them on their podcast. Like, they have been around and they have been consistent. Okay. So this was a reminder for me. See what consistency can do for you when you are consistent. That's all I kept hearing when I was sitting in the garden. All I kept hearing was, when you are consistent, this is what I can do for you. When you are consistent, this is what I can do for you. These gentlemen started with, and they even said it in the show, we started with an iPhone, and we are both sitting over the iPhone talking, recording this podcast. And they are now doing shows. Last year, this same Market Monday that was recorded, last year they recorded it at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. This year, they're in Hulu Theater at the Madison Square Garden. Right? They are doing, and they do something called Invest Fest. So they're really into like investments. So they, on their network, they talk a lot about real estate. They talk about financial literacy, stocks, Bitcoin, all of it. Anything that has to do with financial wealth, that's what they talk about. And it's an amazing show. I follow a lot of their the people. Like MG, the mortgage guy, I actually just did a video for his book, House Tachonomics. If you go on my Instagram page, I'm actually going to post it also on my YouTube and my Facebook pages so you can see the video that I did. An amazing book, quick, easy for you to read so you can understand what it is that you can be doing with your house and as you are building generational wealth. That's all that they want us to do. They want us to get into the mindset of building generational wealth. And so last night, I had the honor of sitting and listening to, and this was just a lecture. This was like a 3-hour lecture in the Madison Square Garden. And it was a packed house, like packed. They probably had 97, 98% of capacity. I've been to concerts with well-known celebrities and I've seen them at 80% capacity. Same theater. So here we have two young Black guys creating a podcast, being consistent, teaching our community about financial literacy, and they have about a 98, 97% capacity. That means that there are people out there that are willing to make that investment. They want the knowledge. And that's what it gave me that excitement, because it gave me a reminder, people do want this. You might be talking to the wrong people, but there are people out here that are hungry for information. They're going to make that investment. There were people, like I said, those tickets were not $10 tickets. Those were not $20 tickets. We're talking about $100 tickets. The people that sat all the way in the front, I think their tickets was $179. But that's an investment that they made so that they can just get this knowledge. They had Floyd Mayweather. I didn't even know Floyd Mayweather was such a businessman and had so much real estate here in New York City. I didn't even know that. I learned that. I learned about different stocks. There was a billionaire in the building who started like back in the 80s learning about stocks and then taking that money and investing in his first property, in a commercial property. They have someone who they call him I think they call him Albert Einstein of Wall Street. He was so little, he was so cute because he was excited to be there. He was the one that actually got Earn Your Leisure to be at to open up the New York Stock Exchange a couple of weeks ago. So this is what I'm saying. It's like, sometimes it's not even that, it's like, I don't really like, I want to get more into real estate, but not like I don't want to be this real estate person. I understand that real estate is one path to financial wealth, generational wealth, right? I know it's one path to it, but I know that there's more. So it was a great reminder for me that, one, we got to stay consistent. Two, we got to continue to talk to God and ask for these things. Ask him for those opportunities. Ask him for those bigger dreams. One thing Floyd Mayweather said, he said a lot of times, a lot of people are not successful because they don't think big enough. They are not innovative. They're not creative. They try to duplicate what everyone else is doing instead of doing exactly what they are supposed to do. We have to do what we are supposed to do and do it the way that God wants us to do it, not like how everyone else is doing it. And when we get into that mindset, we're able to start seeing that opportunities are going to start opening up because you are trying to stay in your own lane. I don't want to take the path that anyone else has taken. I just want to be around the people that have taken their path. And I want to be motivated and inspired that they took their own path, they took that risk, and this is the reward. This is how the end goal. I already know that there's going to be so much more that these two gentlemen end up doing in the next, I want to even say the next 2 years. By 2025, I already know there's going to be something 10 times huge that they're going to do. And I see it because, I remember having conversations when we were all starting in podcasting and everyone is talking about, you know, what they see their podcast doing. This is when podcasts was becoming more popular than the actual radio stations. And I remember, because you guys remember, I was on a radio station up in Harlem, 97.3. I was on their radio station. And I remember someone making a little, you know, slick comment. They was like, yeah, I'm on the actual waves. You know, I'm not just a podcast, throwing a lot of shade. But guess what? Being on those actual waves, a lot of people are not there with you. But guess what? People are on Spotify, they're on iHeartRadio, they're on Apple, they're on Google, they are on all of these other places, other platforms. This podcast right now, It's a Lifestyle with Miss Inspiration. This podcast right now is on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, Google, and like 5 other podcast platforms. When I logged back into my podcast platform, I have not logged in for a while. I still have people listening to me in other countries, right? That's something that a lot of us have to get into the mindset, right? A lot of us want to cater to the people that we're comfortable with, right? So this is why a lot of people are only reaching out to the communities on Facebook. Some people won't even go on TikTok. You might go on TikTok and that might be where your community is. Because a lot of people that are on TikTok, they're not on Facebook and vice versa. So you have to try all these platforms to figure out, where's my tribe at? I put up a video on Friday on TikTok and I'm almost at 1,000 views. That's the highest video of views that I've had. And I've had, I think, like 10% of those views turned into likes. And of those 10%, about 5% started following me. See, I look at the percentage now. I don't just look at the numbers. I see things now as a bigger picture. And when you start looking at things at a bigger picture, that's when you start realizing that might be where I need to spend some more time. And that's where I am going to spend some more time. But I also know that there's other things that I still have to do, because at the end of the day, God is continuously blessing me. He's continuously opening up these doors. He's continuously pushing me in the direction that I need to be in. So I wanted to share that, right? I wanted to share that because so many of us are not doing the parts that we're supposed to be doing. We're not doing the parts that we are supposed to be doing. And we're getting frustrated because we're seeing other people be successful. Don't be frustrated when you see other people be successful. Understand that they did the work that they had to do. Like I said, the one thing that God reminded me as I sat in the Madison Square Garden last night was they were consistent when you were not. And yes, that is a hard pill to swallow, but it's the truth. God told no lies. They were consistent. They continued to show up. They continued to do everything that they were supposed to do. And now they're sitting at tables with Floyd Mayweather, with Steve Harvey, with Tyler Perry. They, like I said, they opened up the stock exchange the other week, a couple of weeks ago. So when you are consistent, the things that you are praying for, the things that you are asking for are going to happen. Again, I might not ever sit at a table with Floyd Mayweather, and that's okay. But there's someone in my path that God is saying, but I will put you. You have to one ask for that. You have to one believe that it's possible, and I will bring that to you. But you have to ask for that, and you have to be consistent. People want to see consistency. They want to see what are you continuously doing out there, not when you're doing it when you feel like it. And like I said, I know I'm guilty for that. I do things when I feel like it. This morning, I did not want to wake up and do this video, but I understood I had to wake up and do this because someone out there needs this message. Someone needs that reminder. Someone needs to remember. These are the things that you are asking for. You want these things, but you got to do some consistent work. You got to be diligent. You got to be willing to do this work when no one else wants to do the work. When people are telling you that you're crazy, you're not crazy. Because if God is giving you something to do and it seems so far out the norm, that means that you have to do it. You got to find those people. You got to find that tribe. The host of the show, he came out with his team. His team had 12 people on that stage with him. And here I was last night, and I said to God last night on my way home, I said, he got 12, and I don't even have one. I said, but God, I'm going to believe that first one is going to show up soon. I'm going to believe that my tribe, my team, that's going to support me, that's going to push me, that's going to, you know, speak on behalf of me and speak my name of opportunity in rooms that I'm not president. I believe that team is coming. Because if this person have 12, I know that I can get at least one. And that's how we have to start thinking. So don't worry about what is today at exactly, you know, November 28th, 8:46 a.m. Don't worry about what your present looks like today. Ask God. Believe that he's going to do the work and be consistent. Because, see, people don't want to work with anyone that's inconsistent. Remember I told you that story about my barber this morning? Right, a few minutes ago, I no longer want to work with him because he's not consistent. Come on now. So I don't want to work with him because he's not consistent. So guess what? Guess what I have to be? I got to be consistent. I got to be consistent. I can't talk about anyone else until I show up every single day consistent doing what I'm supposed to do. I got to show up every single day being Miss Inspiration and doing what God says, this is what I need you to do. You want those same results? You want the fruits? You want people to be able to see your fruit? People want to see the fruit. Last thing I want to show you, because I know I was trying to do it in 30 minutes of this. There was someone that I kept seeing, right? I keep seeing this person. And the one thing that I was like, I like about this individual, you can see the fruit. They don't have to talk about it. You can see it. The fruit is so evident. It's evident. I love fruit like that. You can look at a fruit and tell it's going to be good. Ever have fruit like that? You see some fruit in the supermarket and you're like, yo, that fruit just look good. They don't have to put no sign up saying delicious. They don't have to market it because you can see it looks good. That's where we want. I want to be in that stance. When I see a lot of these people, I look at their stance, not what they're just saying, because people can tell you a whole bunch of nothing. What does their fruit look like? And when their fruit looks good, and when you actually bite into it, it's exactly what it is. Oh, you want to be around that. You want to be surrounded by that. That's how we're supposed to be. Okay? So when I say to you, I am just, like I said, I am thankful that you all are here with me. For those of you that are watching on a replay, you know, comment, replay, hashtag replay. So I know that you were here. For those of you that stayed and listened to me live, thank you. I appreciate you. I love you. You are amazing. And continue to do the amazing things that you are supposed to be doing. So I'm going to end right now. Have a blessed Monday. Have an awesome day today. And then continue to ask God. And again, continue to believe. I am Tanisha Shanae, Miss Inspiration. Be well, be blessed.